good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to the Women's Roundtable on Life Talk. I'm Marvelous Nhlanganyahuye, broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C., this Thursday, September the 2nd, 2021.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga. Today, amongst other topics, we'll be looking at COVID-19, which is affecting many programs in the country and which is also affecting women and their programs, and including the schools, the opening of schools. And before we get there, we notice that the Ministry of Health is saying, as of yesterday, 1 September, the country had 124,960 confirmed cases, including 113,527 recoveries and 4,438 deaths, with a total vaccinations of 2.6 million against the COVID-19.
And the government and the Ministry of Health also say that they need to vaccinate 10 million people for the country to have herd immunity. But they also say that as of yesterday in the country, we had 19 deaths yesterday and 187 people were confirmed COVID-19 positive. So we're going to be looking at some of these issues that are affecting the country at the moment, especially when it comes to COVID-19. But we also saw that during this week, worldwide, the United States, we saw President Joe Biden of the United States pulling out of Afghanistan, and that affected a lot of women, and some have been resettled in Africa. So we'll be giving you a report of the pulling away of the U.S. forces from Afghanistan as we go along in the show, and then come back to our guests who will be sharing with us what programs they are doing during this COVID-19 pandemic.
The Taliban celebrated on the streets of Kabul following the U.S. military's complete withdrawal from Afghanistan and the last American planes leaving. On Tuesday, the U.S. Commander-in-Chief announced the end of America's longest war.
I was not going to extend this forever war, and I was not extending a forever exit.
President Joe Biden repeated his reason to end the war that has spanned 20 years and four American presidents.
So we're left with a simple decision. Either follow through on the commitment made by the last administration and leave Afghanistan, or say we weren't leaving and commit another tens of thousands more troops going back to war. That was the choice, the real choice, between leaving or escalating.
Last week's suicide bomb attacks by ISIS-K, also known as the Khorasan Network, a self-proclaimed branch of the militant group active in Central and South Asia that took the lives of 13 American soldiers and more than 150 Afghans, triggered more criticism of the withdrawal. But some analysts say Biden is right to end the mission now.
In the longer run, I think the withdrawal will look more like the withdrawal from Vietnam. Short term, a hit. In the longer term, cleared the way for resetting strategic priorities, refocusing American foreign policy, investing in the economy at home rather than the economy abroad.
The withdrawal was also marked by chaotic scenes as Afghans, fearful of Taliban rule, rushed to the airport hoping to be evacuated. Biden defended the operation.
No nation has ever done anything like it in all of history. Only the United States had the capacity and the will and ability to do it, and we did it today. The extraordinary success of this mission was due to the incredible skill, bravery, and selfless courage of the United States military and our diplomats and intelligence professionals.
The administration vowed to get about 200 self-identified Americans still in Afghanistan out of the country. Meanwhile, critics say potentially thousands of Afghans who assisted Americans during the war have been left behind and are now in fear of the Taliban's retribution.
There's been inconsistent policies as to who's the priority at the gate. One minute, the State Department is telling humanitarian organizations and individuals to bring busloads or groups of people in, or telling certain individuals to go there. And then the next minute, it's U.S. passport holders only or green card holders only.
Responding to VOA, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki denied those allegations.
I have no confirmation of what you've just outlined. What I will tell you is that 117,000, approximately, many of them Afghans, people who were not American citizens, were evacuated. That's more people than ever in any airlift in U.S. history.
Following the end of the Afghan war, Biden vowed he would approach foreign policy through the prism of U.S. interests, including how best to continue to keep the American people safe. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News at the White House.
We're hearing there a report by VOA of what's happening in Afghanistan, where we've seen a lot of women also fearing that some of their rights may be violated as the Taliban took over over Jusa.
Yes, the Afghanistan issue, as Madhulas is saying, and one of our topics again is we are also looking at schools and how it's impacting on families, the schools opening, with some of the teachers not attending lessons and, some learners being sent away from school because of non-payment of fees. And all issues related to that, we'll be bringing our experts on education, including was a member, Makoto Mamashang, whose organization has conducted surveys on education and petitioned the ministry, and they have some success stories on the issue. Yabo ke kulabo abasanda ukusixhuma namhlanje. Namhlanje ke sicubungula indaba esichiyeneyo. Okwakuqala sabe sikhangela ke yona iCOVID-19 okuyiyo ephatha ethinta zonke inhlelo ezenzakalayo. Kungenzakala zengakhulumente, kungenzakala zengehlanganiso ezizimeleyo, kungenzakala zengeze emakhaya emzini yabantu. Wonke ke kuyathintwa iCOVID-19 yena edla kubhejwe hathi elizweni kodwa emhlabeni jikelele. Kungakho ke siyabe sixoxa ke neyncwethi zethu lapha ngokuphathelane nemisebenzi abayenzayo. Njengoba kule hlelo liphathelane labesifazana, sizabe sikhangela ukuthi abesifazana kubaphatha njani lokhu igcikwane leli, lithinta njani inhlelo abaziqhubayo, njalo lithinta njani ukuvulwa kwezikolo zona ke ezisanda ukuvulwa kathesi. Sibona ukuthi kuloku khonona ngokuthi abanye abantwana babuyiselwe emuva lanxa uhulumente sithi kungenziwa lokho ngoba bengabhadalanga iindleko zesikolo, kuthiwa ama-school fees. Njalo laba abasemabhodini babiselwa kuthiwa balakudla okoneleyo kumbe ababhadalanga ama-fees. Kodwa-ke uhulumente uthi hhayi kungaxotshwa mntwana, abantwana bonke befunde. Sibona laba abalisi besithi labo bayakhalala umsebenzi nxa uhulumende engabengezeleli iholo, kukanti abanye bavele abahambi bathi ngoba benelisi ababutholayo kulutshwana, kwenelisi ukuyabafikisa ezikolo nxa bebhadala iindleko zamabhasi wonke ukuthi baze bayefika. Kukanti bathi bona ababo abantwana bazabafundisa ngani njengoba-ke kungeneli lapha izinto eziningi. Yikho-ke lokhu esabe sixoxa ngakho lokunye Marvelous.
Tinotchingamidza vese vapinda pachirongwa chedu parizvino. Anhasi pano paLive Talk tichange tiri kukurukura pamusoro pezvizhinji zviri kuitika panguva ino yeCOVID-19, ichitarisa zvakare mabasa ari kubatwa nemadzimai munyaya yekubatsira vamwe vakatarisana nedenda irori reCOVID-19 parizvino. Tichitarisa zvakare kuti pane zvizhinji zviri kuitika pasi rose. Takaona hurumende yeAmerica ichibuda munyika yeAfghanistan nemusi wechipiri iro svondo rino. Tiri kuona zvakare kuti vanhu vekuzvikoro, vana vekuzvikoro vakadzokera kuzvikoro, uyezve vabereki vazhinji vari kuchema chema pamusoro penyaya yavari kuti iyo kuti pari zvino kuti vaendese vana kuchikoro, mari dziri kutaurwa muzvikoro dziri kuwanikwa idzo dzakanyanyokwira, uyezve ivo havana mari dzekuti vakwanise kunge vachibhadhara mari dzemaschool fees. Saka tichange tichitarisa zvakare zvimwe zviri kutarisana nevanhu munyika, nyaya yekushandiswa kwezvinodhaka, uyezve nemabasa ari kubatwa nemamwe masangano ari kubatsirawo vaye vatingati mahealthcare workers, kana kuti vamwe madzimai vari kuwanikwa vakazvitakura panguva ino yeCOVID-19 vachizosangana nematambudziko akawanda panguva iyoyi. saka tichange tichitarisa izvozvo totarisazvo kare mamiriro akaita nyaya yechitenda rechirwere checovid-19 bazi rezveutano rinozivisa kuti kubva nezuro zimbabwe yakawanikwa iyo iine vanhu vakashaya vanosvika 19 uyezve pane vanhu 187 vakabatwa nedenda iri recovid-19 asi kubva denda iri ratanga muna machi gore rapfuura pane vanhu 124,960 vakawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nedenda iri recovid-19 uyezve 113,527 vakabatwa nedenda iri vakarikunda tozotarisa zvakare vakabatwa nedenda iri vakashaya vakamira vari pa4438 deaths totarisa kuti nyika pari zvino yawanikwa iyo ichibaya vanhu nhomba vanosvika ivo 2.6 million nekudaudzira asi bazi rezveutano rinozivisa kuti riri kuda kuti riwanikwe iro richibaya vanhu nhomba vanokwanisa ivo kuti vasvike pa10 million kuitira kuti pawanikwe iya inonzi herd immunity asi regai timbowana munyarikani wedu wekutanga vari pano pachirongwa timbonzwa kwavari kuti vapinde muchirongwa muzvare Chipo Mulambo timbonzwa kuti zvii zvavari kuita pasi pechirongwa chavari kuedza kubatsira madzimai panguva ino yecovid-19 regai tiende kwavari tinzwe allo muzvare Mulambo mungatiudzowo nezvesangano renyu here uyezve zvamuri kuita kubatsira madzimai
makadi henyu ndinonzi Chipo Tsitsi Mulambo ndiri kutaurawo nemi ndiri kuHarare tine organization yedu inonzi Rona Flow Foundation tingangoti mandate yedu kupromota madzimai nekuvabetsera kuti vaende kuzvipatara vanosununguka zvakanaka tiri kuwana kuti vakadzi vakawanda vari kuzofa vari kufira kudzimba havasi kuenda kuchipatara vamwe vanosunungukira saka takabatanawo tikati tingabetsera vakadzi sei panguva ino yecovid kuti vaende kunosunungukira kuchipatara tidzivirire njodzi
mombotitaurawo nemuchirungu kuti what's your organization doing to assist women during this covid-19
can you say that again
in english please
or can you repeat the question
What's your organization doing to assist women?
Okay, so the mandate of the organization is to enhance and promote maternal health in Zimbabwe. As you know, Zimbabwe is one of the highest maternal mortalities in the world. So what we did is we came up with a hamper, which we call the Apona hamper. Basically, it's an incentive. We put together a hamper that entices women to go and deliver at the clinic. We work with about 29 village health workers. Mm-hmm. We piloted the program in Chiweshe. So we work with 29 village health workers there, but our programs are not only restricted to Chiweshe, we are also in Harare. And sometimes if we get a request, we do send out our hampers. So what we do is we put together this hamper. It's got a bucket. It's got cotton wool. It has some baby clothes. It has a bar of soap, a bottle of spirit. And we also put whatever else that we get from donations. The reason why we put this hamper together is because before we even started doing programming work, we used to find out that most women, particularly those in the rural areas, will not go to the clinic because perhaps they don't have the cotton wool that they need after delivery, or they don't have a bucket which they are required to bring so they can have water when they deliver. So we found it really sad that a woman can lose her life by ending up having a baby at home, unattended, and most of the time we find women end up dying, or they end up, their babies die, or they have birth injuries and there are no nurses. So I can pretty much say our whole thrust is to figure out incentives and to entice women to go and deliver at a hospital or a clinic.
Thank you so much. We were hearing there from Chipo Mulambo, who has an organization based in Zimbabwe. She actually came, relocated back from Canada in November last year to go back to Zimbabwe and start this project. But before we go to start, just hear what Boza are doing in terms of the education system in the country. Let's just take a listen to an interview that I had with the Vice President of the MDC Alliance, Amai Linet Karenye Kore, where she was talking about some of the work that they are doing in order to help women during COVID-19. And she also spoke about what she thought about having a female president, vice president in Zambia. We saw that Zambia now has a new president, but Mai Karenye Kore was talking about the vice presidency in Zambia, which is now being headed by a woman. Vanoona seja, takaona zvichitika muZambia, umo tiri kuona pari zvino, mave nemutevedzeri wemutungamiri wemudzimai. Tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro pano pachirongwa chedu amai Kore.
Magadi zvinyungurisei zvakumazimasi.
Aiwa tiri wadi, tachida kunzwawo pfungwa dzenyu nemamiriro akaita munyika yeZambia umo takaona mudzimai achipiwa iye kana kuti achivhoterwa kuti apinde pachinzvimbo. Chemutevedzeri wemutungamiri mutsva weZambia.
Tine mufaro zvikuru semadzimai. Kufunga kwangu ndofunga pasi rose rakagamuchira chiitiko chakaitika kuZambia. Chinova chakaratidza kuti president wemuZambia anoremekedza kodzero dzemadzimai. Anoremekedzawo chinhu chinonzi mudzimai. Akaratidza kumapresident mazhinji kuti haiwa haungaiti baba pamusha uchinge usina amai. Saka akaona zvakanaka kuti akaona akatora munhukadzi akaiswa pachigaro chevice president anobatsiridzawo kuti nyika inge ine mutongo hwakanaka. Zvikurukuru isu semadzimai chatakanyanya kukosherwa nacho ndechekuti aiwaka munyika zhinji hamukoshesi madzimai, asi wezi rasimuka richibva paZambia rinova wezi rinoratidza kuti aiwazvo vana Malawi vakazviita makore aya. MuZimbabwe zvikatongovapo ZANUPF ikabvisa munhukadzi ikaisa munhurume, asi MDC Alliance inotungamirwa naPresident Chamisa yakaona zvakanaka ikapinza muumbiro rayo payakaenda kuCongress kuti ai deputy umwe chete anofanira kuita mudzimai. Zvinova ndiwotsoka dzaterwa nedzimwe nyika kuti aiwa vanhukadzi vanewo chekutaura maringe nezvematongerwo enyika. Saka tinozvifarira uye takanzwa kukosheswa kuti aiwa semadzimai tinokosheswawo.
Tombotarisa kuti Zimbabwe ichange yakatarisana nesarudzo muna 2023. Pane zvamukati makadzidza here kubva kuZambia panyaya pekukosha kwevhoti yemudzimai uyezve nevechidiki?
Ndakaona zvakawanda zvandakadzidza kuZambia. Chekutanga chandakadzidza kuZambia ndechekuti vana vatakabereka ndivo vanewo chikamu chakawanda zvikuru sei pasarudzo. Saka ndakadzidza kuti aiwa savana mai tisu tinobereka vana vasina mabasa, tisu tinova ruzeuzimba vasina mabasa, tisu tine hama neshamwari zvirikutambudzika muZimbabwe. Saka zvatingafanira kudzidza ndezvekuti ai savana mai vatikurudzirei vana venyu varume venyu nehama dzenyu kunorejista kuvota. So ndakaona zvakakosha paZambia kuti vana mai vakamira neuwandu vakadai wavana makore ese semadzimai tisu tinopinda mutende dzichinovhota vana muchisara kumba. Asi rwendo runo imi sevana marwadziwa kukura isu vabereki, chiendai mumutete. Ndakakosherwa ndichiona vana vemuZambia vachienda vakapfeka magauni kuratidza kuti aiwa vana mai vedu nana baba vakatidzidzisa asi hatina mabasa. Saka kuti tiwane mabasa handei tinorejista kuvhota. Chimwe chechipiri, ndakakosherwa kuti semadzimai vakakurudzira runyararo. Ndakaona pisi yakaitwa muZambia inova yakaratidza kuti aiwa kana vanhu vakabatana vakavhota neuwandu aiwa chekuita hapana chekuzvinorumirwa, hazvipirwi sarudzo kana vanhu vakasimuka neuwandu. Vanhu zvese ndakadzidza ndechekuti semadzimai ndakadzidza kuti aiwa kana isu tapedza kuvhota kuti vanzwe kushinga nekuti kana tauya newandu kubira kubiriki nekuti vhoti rinenge rasimba rakakurisa zvakanyanya saka ndakadzidza zvikuru kuti aiwa savana mai tiso mateam builders tiso manational builders saka tikaita izvozvo zvechokwadi zimbabwe inoshanduka 2023 tikawane utungamiri hwavachamisa zvinoita kuti vana vedu vawane mabasa varume vedu vawane mabasa isu todya tichiguta zvikoro zvedu zvowane dzidzo yakanaka zvipatara zvoita mishonga masiho 7 dzedu owane kuhura kwakanaka
tombotarisa kuti pari zvino zimbabwe nepasi rose tiri pasi peshamhu yedenda recovid-19 pane dzidziso yamuri kupawo here kumadzimai nyanya panyaya yekukosha kwakaita kutora nhomba nezvimwewo zvakadaro panyaya ino yecovid-19
aiwa tiri kukurudzira seMDC Alliance inotungamirwa navachamisa mukatarisa sekretari wedu wehealth Dr. Madzorera vanogara vachiburisa zvekutaura kuti aiwa hanzei tinobayiwa nhomba isu semadzimai pese patiri kusangana mumasocial media tiri kutaura kuti aiwa hanzei tinobayiwa nhomba tizvidziviriri kana tikakubata wakabayiwa tine matestimonies evanhu vari kubatwa naichochi chirwiri asi vachizorarama zvakanaka nekuti vanenge vazvidzivirira tiri kukurudzirawo zvevanhu kuti aiwa ngativa neutano mudzimba patiri kupinda mumastriti imomo ngatitarise kuti taita usanana tasanitaiza tageza maoko kunavo vasina mamasi sebato reMDC Alliance tiri kubatsiridza kuti tipanane zvishoma zvatinowana izvozvo kuti munhu wese ange aine kudzivirirwa nekuti chirwere checovid chauya zvakanyanya kumaruva kwatiri kubva uku tinadzo hama dziri kuparara nedenda irori saka seMDC Alliance tinozvikurudzira zvikuru uye tichibatsiridzana kuti aiwa chinhu ichi ndechemunhu wese nesu ngatibatane tirwise denda irori
panyaya yekuvhurwa kwezvikoro tiri kuona vamwe vari kutishi kana vachiti zvanyanya kurumbidza kutaura aiwa apo tanga tiine hurukuro naamai Lynette Karenye Kore vebato reMDC Alliance vachitaura ivo pamusoro pezvirongwa zvavari kuita mukuedza kuti madzimai nyanya dzekumaruwa vaende kunobayiwa nhomba dzecovid-19 uyezve kuti vawanike ivo vachizvidzivirira kubva kudenda iri recovid-19
abanyiki vahlonitshwa vetu bekhuluma ngokutshiyeneyo okuphathelane necovid-19 nokuvulwa kwezikolo joining us now is Magodonga Mahlango of Women of Zimbabwe Arise whose organization has done a lot in education and in fact, let her tell us all about it. I welcome you to the show, Masa.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, if you can introduce yourself and what your organization thinks about the schools opening and what's going on now in schools.
I'm Makotwa Masham from Women of Arise, like you already said. I'm the project lead for the right to education, which is called Imfundo Ipalet, Education is Our Heritage. We've done a lot of community awareness in terms of learning under the new normal and then also of the current Education Act and also the prevailing policy education so that education policies so that as right holders, by right holders I mean the children and the parents understand what it is due to them and what is the way to the obligation to educate their children. But surprisingly, the conflicting statement from the minister or the government, if I may say, because on the other hand, we have got the Education Policy Act, Amendment Act 2020, which speaks to free education. But then we have the president appealing to parents to assist. At the same time, we're on the ground, we realize that parents are really struggling and needing to send their children to school with food on their time when they have a mammoth task to fulfill. And it's so to ask parents to start providing PPEs like sanitizers and other stuff to the school and paying fees for that matter and levy. It's really interpreted by the responsible authority, such as the government.
Yes, and so far, have you seen what's going on in schools? Do you think those PPEs are enough? Children must, and are they? Is there any education taking place? Have you seen what's going on now?
What is currently happening right now is that the schools open for the examination classes. They've seen children not having, there are no teachers in some cases. In some cases, the guests are not seeing. Teachers are still asking parents to provide giving material. And in some cases, they're saying parents should come and hear because, especially at primary level, they're saying they don't think millennials at their age can manage to hear. And they're asking parents to pay. And as per the circular letter for the first circular letter of number 9 of 2021, that speaks about the opening schools and the pro-rata payment system. In some cases, we've noticed that schools are abusing, but they're asking parents to pay for 80 days. And then those are not national classes. And yes, we have not started teaching because some teachers are not at school. And then the other non-examination classes, we are noticing that they are calculating a 25-day. Yet we know that the state clearly says that in some classes, we have to attend net once or twice a week. So we are not getting that 75 days. Instead of them calculating, which is saying they are calculating in their favor, and then in that case, they are taking parents to pay more for a service like the standard. And with the rural teachers, they are more affected because we have noticed that some of the teachers, even though they try to go to the local rural bus terminals to go home, to go to their schools, they turn back because there were no buses. We realize that is an issue of the rural buses being used as the urban transporters now they are conducted under ZUCO. So these are the challenges that teachers are facing. Already teachers are complaining about their living wage salaries, and then they have to go and not find trouble and come back. That is the worst of resources, and they are ill-equipped even to go to school. The other worrying thing is that you are already talking about the national examination taking place. We are oblivious to the fact that these learners last year they were non-examination classes, so they were not prioritized in terms of teaching. And this year they were only taught for the first term. So what are they going to write? So these are the things that are really worrying us. And the education system in Zimbabwe, we really need to put our efforts together and our resources together to make sure that we educate our children. Otherwise, this is going to be a lost generation in terms of education.
Yes, so while we are still on English, marvelous. You are on mute.
On how your organization is working with some of these people that are facing these issues.
Yes, I think you were muted. Maybe she didn't get part of your other question.
Maybe you can repeat to her because the audio is on your side.
Okay, say your question. I couldn't get it either.
I was saying that how is your organization working to assist those affected?
Yes, Magodama. If you can.
Yes, our organization, yes, we are, like I said, we have been raising awareness to communities about the policy, and then we are also encouraging parents that the constitution covers the right to education. It gives education the right, and the Education Amendment Act 2020, we need parents to refuse to pay to refuse to allow their children to be kept away from school for non-payment because the Education Act is quite clear on that. And the Ministry of Education has the fact that children should not be kept away from school. The parents should negotiate the plan to pay school fees. But even though we have that on the ground, we are noticing that children are being chased away and we are helping parents to go back to school. But it's also to go back to school to mitigate and also the school heads are aware that what they are doing is illegal. But it also comes with the risk because of COVID-19. It might be allowing people to be going in and out of school when they are not supposed to be in school. So these are the challenges to our kids, you know, but still not being the government to say, hey, Chinese look at the issue of pain. Rather, right now at this time, it's better in context in time. Let us go back to the Tulsi Capital Grant. And the Tulsi Capital Grant was used to work, and it was just paid again in, when we started the study called the Minister of Education there. It used to help a lot of schools where they could not raise the revenue through levies or fees. They had to not pay for the account. So very much, when we were talking about the Tulsi Capital Grant, the schools are able to get a lump sum of money, and when you get a lump sum of money, they are able to buy special materials for learning and teaching materials in bulk. But right now, they're not doing that because parents paying, they're not paying in numbers, and some parents are being motivated. They can't afford to pay. But parents don't want to pay. So these are, we're still looking for the capital capital grant to pay. Why we are progressing going to the free combined or primary? So, we combine that with education for people to perform this project and manage the country.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Over to you, sir.
Yes, and you also mentioned that there was this grant which used to work when there was the Minister David Coulthard of the MDC, but we realized that the government also says it is BEAM. Is this BEAM assisting many children?
Unfortunately, BEAM is the most abused fund, and the way time again, the ministry is responsible, and even the unfortunately, the other thing about the BEAM, because of the education module, is not housed within the Ministry of Education, housed under the public sector. So that money going to pick up to the Ministry of Education takes time for allocations, the approvals, and there's also a challenge of corruption within communities, because we're health conflicts where people are being, the school is supposed to choose the committee. That is going to say, going to communities and beneficiaries, that way the corruption is. And I think in 2014 and in 2016, the general public generally already came out with a report likely condemning the abuse of the BEAM. And the other thing about BEAM, when it is allocated, it is delayed in payment. Schools are not received for the past 2 years. So BEAM is not working. It has all been to the target at the grant. Why was it time for the kids to realize that it is taking?
Yes, you said one of the strategies is that the parents should not pay fees because there are provisions within the constitution that allow for free education. How practical is this? Do you find a unit of purpose here, or some go ahead and pay and some pay such that those who don't pay find that their children are no longer learning?
We advise parents that those who are in the best interest of everyone for our children to learn. Parents, we are those who can afford paying. But then one challenge that we're seeing is that those who are paying now want to pay time for the same net against those who are not paying. We should believe that. So we're saying to the schools, accept whatever the parents are giving. Don't actually learn about the issue between parents and the schools. Allow children to go and learn. But if parents find out that their children are being discriminated, then we have taken a lot of cases on that, and we've approached schools. We have a good relationship with them. We're working on this project, we're working in Australia, and we've got good working relationship with the PEP, but the provincial education director, the district, we are all on the same page on the budget. Teachers should be refraining from chasing learners, and teachers should not be talking about fees and levies. They should focus on teaching. They should be complaining about things. Don't have these facilities that you make rather than interrogating learners as to when they are going to pay. That should be going to the vendors and other staff, the non teaching staff.
Yebo-ke siyabonga sesingakhuluma-ke sesizabuyela-ke ukuthi sikhulume ngolimi lwesiNdebele ngakho konke ade sikuxoxa lapho ukuthi siyabona ukuthi izikolo zivuliwe njengenhlanganiso-ke elwela ikhankasela kakhulu ezemfundo ukuthi ziqhubeke kuhle inhlelo lithini ngalokhu bese kwekulungele yini ukuthi izivulo isikolo
isikolo khona bekudingele ukuthi izivule kodwa indlela okwenziwe ngayo ayisingalunganga kuba singananzelela ukuthi kube lokuxhokozela ngoba le nqushuqushele khona ku-anawunsi wakhakho nakule i-lockdown iyaqhubekela phambili
ngoba singayithola leyo mali
Laphana sixoxa ngesingisi uke wathi kulolunye njalo uhlelo eliluqhubayo labanye iziphathamandla zemfundo kwezinye izigaba zemathebeleleni. Yiluphi uhlelo njalo kwini elikwenzayo ukuthi likhulumisane nohulumende ukwenza ukuthi kube nomahluko kwezemfundo?
Kodwa nibone ngani uyaphumelela yini umkhankaso wenu lo wokuthi imfundo yilifa lethu, education is our heritage, kumbe kuzaba yingxoxo kuphela? Nibone ngani akhona amanyathelo uhulumende azawathatha njalo uzalandela izixwayiso zenu?
Education.
I say abonga, over to you, Marvelous.
We were hearing there from Ms. Magodo Ngamahlangu, who was talking about some of the projects that they are doing in order to sensitize people about their rights according to paying school fees. At the time where we've seen a lot of schools have been open during this COVID-19 pandemic, but we have our other guests coming in who's also going to be talking about what they are seeing on the ground regarding the opening of schools and the situation that some of the kids are facing at the moment. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
I was wanting to know what is the organization.
Shalangu next for Christina, Madam Ome Mrombo. Organization yetu inonzizo ni Mubatira Pamwe Trust. Tiri mukati mekushanda ni wana parishino tini program. Kuti wana wale genze kutashino dagwa. Uye tiri kubatira nane wabereki. Wani wana wanga wakto itashino dagwa. Wanga wajiji wacho wawitome pamutanga nisika. Mfungwa, wanenge wawa kutumwara, ikamusaka pe kutura zino daga. Shikuru sei, Kristo mezi, ya manu tiyo mutorilo ukatana kutumogo. Kutari sana, ne wanifama zira, anutangira hiyo, zira ku primary child education, ma 18 years, wakawanda ma 16, 18 kushika kuhaya institute of learning kuma universities wangushika kuma 24, 25, 26 years nishwe chikamu tewanu wanoshiko kuma 30 years asi wana wakabati kwa shikuru nekuka ilo wawo wari pakati pe ushikizo shikuru seje kuma universities kwa kama sana niwa ambereki wanguti bata basitaura matambuti kwa wasangana na wei kuti wana wakutaza kuenda kushikoro wana wakutaza kuenda kushikoro nekuti Chirwere chino uzwa nekutora, chino zaka sakaita sana mtorido, chino kanganisa pungwa. Chino uza kumwe kuchambutika pamuwiri, we mwana nefungwa zate. Kuno mchijisa unu wate, chichirewa kuti, chino zaka sana na nekwenda kuchikoro, chino kisa azu nesu uza, sika kwa nsekwita. Saka wana wa jiji, hakuno furgo, farbita shikoro eze, wacha chaza kutokira, wari kutoka. Abasakwanisa kwenye. Wamu wa siji watanga chikonewa. Wana warufanga kuru nyora ma examinations au. Wamu ma examinations they find out ayu. Asi wana warufanga kwenye. Ewe chanyanya kushata. Nisho kutu wana wanga waru wana wanga waru kwenye. Nisho kwa mwishida kushwatara. Ene wangu watu chere cheko. Watu chatipe muri. Watu chenge chetwa. Asi kari shino. Tatasara ne wana wangu zotu. Wasi kumbira hei. iwo pfungwa dzavo dzisisina kumira zvakanaka. Tinokuona vabereki varikuda kuvavarira kuti vana vaende asi hazvisi kuzonobuda. Ndo vana vekumayunivhesitis vanonyanya kubatana nekuita mutoriro guka odoko pachirungu iri kunzi Crystal Meth, vana vekumayunivhesitis nemasecondary schools.
If you can just tell us in English, you said that you're realizing that, you know, some children are not able to go back to school at the moment because some of them have gone into drug use or are abusing drugs, especially during this COVID-19 pandemic. Tell us a little bit about that as schools open this week.
Yes, as schools are opening this season, second term, I think, or third term, I'm not quite sure right now. We are faced with a lot of students, especially in the age groups of between, I would say, 18 to 26, 27. Mm-hmm. And again, a small percentage of the primary, 18, 14, 15, 16. But we are saying the bigger percentage is in higher education universities. That is where we are more affected. We are having students who are dropping out because they can no longer concentrate on education. Mm-hmm. Because what Crystal Meth does is it destroys someone's brain cells. So it means the person that is doing Crystal Meth can no longer concentrate on education because of mental health issues.
Mm-hmm.
So they are no longer going to go back to school. Parents may try to take them, but it's not going to happen.
And maybe if you can give us details of how people can get in touch with your organization, because we're running out of time, so that they can be able to understand how they would know if their children were affected by some of these drugs that you talk about and are not able to return to school.
Yes. Parents may see if their children are affected by just noting personality disorders, psychotic disorders, and things like depression, aggression. Those things may indicate drug abuse. We might be contacted at 077-237-9751. That is my number.
Mm-hmm. And your organization's name again?
Mubatsira Public Trust.
Mm-hmm. If you can stay on the line, because time is not on our side, I would like to give our other guests a time to just come in and weigh in, because we have a few minutes left. So please stay on the line.
I will. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you're coming back to you, Makoto Namashami, here to what our other guest said. Would you say that the issue of, you know, drugs is a big problem, especially in schools in Bulawayo and Matabeleland?
Yes, it is a huge problem. It's one of the issues that we found out when we were doing the questionnaire on the doctor through the eyes of gender. And we realized that some of these children were claiming that they were enforced, they were being enforced by adults to it, and some were being banned by adults to buy the drugs for them, and some they were going to go to legal courts, and all the leaders in the way they make the train, and some they got addicted to the drugs. Why people go or it was really worrying, really shocked us to the court to realize that he tried the problem and even the sexual activeness of the young kids as young as the 9 years old, thinking about that. All these things we really worried.
Yes, and are we talking of expensive drugs here or just the ones they can access? What types of drugs did you find out were a problem in your survey?
They were talking about the Nyaope, they were talking about something like from the cough mixture, I forgot the name, the cough mixture, those are common, and then we were talking about Zimbabwe and other stuff that they come across, they will just use it. And most of the kids, they were saying they use it due to boredom, and some violence and to voter forums and to all domestic violence, and then if they come back, they will just use it.
Yes, sir. That's
some of the things that they are suppliers. So some of the things that they are suppliers, like in Dumbani and Oklahoma, they say they are non drug dealers that supply these drugs.
Yes, that's an important observation. Marvelous. I don't know how much time we have. If you could say that in a minute,
we still got 5 minutes. So, let me get the lady from Zimbabwe to just round off in 30 seconds. Then we'll let Amai Mahlangu come in so that she can round us off because she has the bigger picture of the education and the service. Murombo motipa mazwenye kupedzisira nekuti chirongwa chedu chakupera kuti vanhu vanokuwana ikupi uye vangaziye sei kuti mwana anenge abatwa akutora zvinodhaka.
Tinowanikwa tiri kuno muHarare, foni dzangu 0772379751. Unogona kuziva kuti mwana ari kutora zvinodhaka nehunhu waanenge achitiratidza. Kazhinji kacho havarari, havadyi zvakanaka. Uye maitiro avo nehunhu hwavo anenge atopesana natinotarisira kuvanhu. Vamwe vanenge vanyanya kushusha zvinodhaka ikwenguva refu vanenge vaakutokangatsika pfungwa zvekuti vanenge vava vanhu vane hasha vanoda zvekurwa vanoda kutukana uye vanotanga kupa zvinhu zvepamba kuti vakwanise kunotenga madrugs aya avanenge vachishandisa. Ndoka kuona kwaunoita kuti vana ava havasisiriki kwazvo. Vanoita vasikati pachinguma mood disorders, vanoita kana depression.
Aywa, thank you so much. Sir, I think we can now go over to my Mahlangu.
Yes, marvelous. As you know, they say this report locked down through the eyes of learners where they found out most of these problems. Izidakamizwa kuyinela kufika ngazo kubulawayo la emathebeleleni njalo yiziphi bonke nje ukuthi uhamba njani namafitshane.
Izidakamizwa esisatholayo ucwaningo losathola ukuthi khona kulokuthi basaba kulomuntu omcommunistaba abahlanganisayo enkosini zelo esothola ukuthi khona kulo nyawobe umuntu okuthiwa imiti umuntu okunye kuthiwa imbange ngokwazo okunye nje bahlanganisa lapha lapha okunye bathi abakwazi ngoba bobulawa babethi abakwazi kuya kuyini ngoba untumbane ngempophoma kulaba abahlabilo athengisa amabhanzi amabhanzi lawo aezilei angedakani zale badle basebedaba and kade khuluma ngokuthi khona wayeabecabanga ukuthi bathona abanye ukuthi bebalekele ukudlakela ezindlini yanokudliwa kakhulukazi
As much as we'd like to hear a lot, but unfortunately, just a second, if she could give us contact numbers for people that want to follow her report, then we have to be out.
Okay,
yes, I thank you to Makotonga Mahlangu of Women of Zimbabwe Arise, whose organization has done so much and published so much on education and children. Rivalelisa Yoge Yimi was Willem Changa Nikonaka in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Marvelous Nkanganya, who we are saying at a very good time. Bye-bye.